From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Kenneth C. Crowe II is reporting for the Times Union. Republican Rensselaer Mayor Michael Stammel and the Democrat-controlled Common Council are engaged in a political fight over which private company should be designated as the city's first responder for ambulance service. Stammel announced March 30th that he had signed a contract with Empire Ambulance Service after he vetoed the Common Council's renewal of a contract with Mohawk Ambulance Service. Stammel campaigned on bringing an ambulance service to the city that was based within the municipality. The volunteer ambulance service stopped providing coverage years ago. The city will not pay for the ambulance service, the same deal it has now with Mohawk, Stammel said. Council President John DeFrancesco said the 7-member council will override Stammel's veto to extend the contract with Mohawk, which was approved earlier this month. DeFrancesco said the mayor should have issued a request for proposals if he wanted to change the ambulance service provider. Stammel said he didn't issue an RFP, but sought quotes from the two private ambulance companies. Stammel and DeFrancesco confirmed they are not talking to each other. Both sides say the matter will eventually be decided in state Supreme Court. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Abby Hoover is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The City of Hudson announced March 29th preparation for construction of the Empire State Trail on Harry Howard Avenue will begin this week. Drivers are asked to use extreme caution on the road, which has a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit. The project is part of the 750-mile mixed-use bike and walking path, which stretches from New York City to Canada and from Albany to Buffalo. The Hudson section will connect the Dugway from Mill Street to Greenport. Crews this week will move utility poles to clear space for the dedicated biking and walking lane. The next step will be to relocate hydrants and catch basins. Department of Public Works Superintendent Rob Perry said there will be intermittent lane closures on Harry Howard Avenue to relocate underground utilities. He estimated the above-ground construction will begin in 2 weeks, and work will take around a month to complete. Governor Andrew Cuomo's executive order requiring all non-essential employees to work from home has been extended until April 15th. Construction is one of 12 categories of essential workers and divided into essential and non-essential projects with more than one worker. City officials said workers at the site must maintain social distance, which is 6 feet, including entering and leaving the site and meals. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman a video meeting of the Esopus Town Board March 30th was hijacked by hackers who went on a high-tech racist rant and flashed screenshots of hate group websites and Facebook pages. 2-minute interruption occurred about 45 minutes into the meeting and was shown through the Zoom video conferencing service. Town Board member Christopher Farrell said the recording of the meeting should be, and I quote, turned over to state police so we could file hate crime charges, end quote. The meeting consisted of 3 board members at Town Hall, 1 member video conferencing through Zoom, and another on an audio-only Zoom feed. 5 members of the public were logged in online. Board members were still reviewing access to the video and audio recordings of the meeting. Following the session, Supervisor Shannon Harris called the hack appalling and said she plans to ask Zoom for assistance in tracing the offending connections. Harris also plans to secure approval from the full board for new software that will allow better control over video conferencing. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.